All right, it's quarter after five. It is Tuesday, and that means it is time for the rotating Bob's World presentation. This one takes us back to our series on the great state of Texas. In fact, don't we have a theme song for this? I think we do. Now, it's not the one you think it's going to be, and it's also not the other one that we promoted last week, because I think we need Danny for both of those. So we're gonna hold those, but guess what? We have more shows planned.
Mm-hmm.
However, today I do want to return to my vacation and return to... Let's see, what did they call it on the show? Hold on, we can do this. The Chihuahua Desert.
Yeah.
Did you ever think of that area as the Chihuahua Desert?
I had to look it up and see what they meant by the Chihuahua Desert, because the Chihuahua Desert is a pretty nebulous term, meaning really that entire block of land that ties Texas and Mexico together, and New Mexico for that matter.
Yes. Yes.
That's that entire region. And if you want to look at it as in its entirety, it is incredibly homogenized. It is, as far as the eye can see, the exact same terrain.
It sure is. And it's not pleasant. Well, anyway, there was a day, not the day we fired guns and not the day we played golf, but the other day, Cowboy Tom, I said to him, hey, we're thinking of going on a hike in the state or the national park. And he said, well, you can, but how'd you like to go on a hike on our property where the Naked and Afraid show just shot an episode? And I said, so you're saying we don't have to be in a car for 3 hours today? We can just, like, hop in your truck and walk over to this hike? And you're saying a big-time show, in quotation marks, just shot an episode right here? Let's go. So he took us out back, I don't know, half-hour drive maybe on the property, and said, let's get out here. And we crossed a creek and, you know... Okay, look out for that. Oh, you don't, well, there's prickers in there. Make sure you don't. Okay, now over here. Okay, so right here is where the two people camped. And then over here is where this guy was able to catch a snake. And then he went back into that canyon and he'd actually go swimming in there. And I'm like, Naked and Afraid, you say, when did this air? He said, it airs next week. So for this episode of Naked and Afraid,
had you seen one before, by the way?
I have never seen this show before.
Okay, I've seen it a couple times, and we did a segment on this in the last couple of years when the show first came out.
This is season 12, Corby.
Oh, God, I can't believe they've had... It's got to be like Dancing with the Stars, where there's a couple of seasons every year, you know?
I don't know. I guess the title tells you what it is.
Yeah, they drop you, pick a place in the world, and they will drop a man and a woman... They meet, they're doing an interview in the back of a pickup truck as they're driving down whatever road, getting ready to meet their partner for the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And you get out of the truck, you take all of your clothes off, you walk out into a pasture, or you walk through the Amazon, you walk through the Chihuahua Desert, and you meet each other completely nude, and then it is your job to stay alive for the next 14 days or 21 days. In this case, it was 21 days in the Chihuahua Desert.
Now, the concept of meeting a complete stranger completely nude is enough to make my head short circuit just a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, how's your prostate?
there's a lot of, I guess, opening night jitters of meeting somebody. I suppose that if you do it completely nude, you fast forward that.
Probably so.
Situation quickly, and frankly, I doubt the idea of, hey, she's nude, or hey, he's nude, even crosses your mind for very long, because let's be honest, there's nothing terribly attractive about the situation you're in and what you're up against.
This is what I don't understand about Naked and Afraid.
I kind of think it would be the same show with a nice loincloth, if you don't mind me being a prude.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's exactly where I was going, is that if you just let them wear underwear
or a bikini, like basically survivor clothes.
Yeah, because as you see in this episode, the woman, she bails.
She appears to be at a strategic disadvantage.
Because bugs are getting in her thing.
Yeah.
And she can't handle it.
And she found that incredibly unpleasant. And so did I.
Yeah. I mean, you can leave. I was like, get out, get her out, leave. 3 days in, she leaves because the bugs are just killing her.
What are you doing here?
And it's funny because they always set these things up with the same, you know, it's this typical voiceover guy. They will be spending, Ann and John will be spending the next 14 days in the Chihuahuan Desert where snakes run wild, including, but not limited to, and then they'll show you, like, the foremost deadly snakes in the area.
Yeah.
They'll show you the bobcats that are going to eat you. The
mountain lions.
The mountain lions, yeah, of
course. George.
They'll show you the boars, the wild boar that run in that area, you know, and they go through, like, and if you can somehow escape this and make it 14 nights, then you will be the winner of Naked and Afraid. And you know, they build up the
and this one was 21, just to
be
clear.
Yeah.
This was 3 weeks where you go out there with nothing but a smile and I guess a pot and
to boil water
and something to start a fire, maybe, and maybe like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah,
I think.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, you have nothing. You have no food. You have to catch your own food, and you know, the guy, the first or second day, he grabbed a snake that was slithering around. And look, if you're not familiar with the terrain down there, when you say the Chihuahuan Desert, it is that. It's not a desert like you think of in cartoons where it's just sand everywhere. It's cactus. It is prickly bushes left and right.
I swear to you, everything that grows out there has an incredible defense shield known as thorns, prickers. Like, there's nothing. There's a few trees by the water that appear to be just trees.
So you were in that actual spot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm telling you, they're okay, so the girl taps out within 3-4 days.
Yes.
And she was miserable the whole time, and she was honestly making the show unwatchable. And I definitely sympathize for her privates because they were being infiltrated. At the same time, she was bringing the morale down of every viewer and definitely the poor dude who had never met her before. Now, we all understand that part of survival is keeping morale up. And also part of being in a relationship with the fair gender is that you're going to have to put up with a few things, but it's okay because you love her and you adore her. She's the mother of your children, whatever the case may be. You have a...
We have a relationship.
You have a relationship that allows you to put up with complaining, and she puts up with yours, and, you know, that's, I guess that's part of love, is you put up with each other. He's never met this girl before. She starts sobbing within 2 hours of being there.
Yeah.
And it did not stop
two
for four
hours?
Straight days.
That
dude,
was it? Dude,
I've never seen less mental
results.
She was
supposed to be there 21 results. Days?
And she claimed to be, dude, I can
survivalist.
I can handle anything.
Oh. I was homeless for 2 years, you know, all this stuff. And I'm a fighter and I'm a survivor and all this. Yeah.
You might be, but you wanted out the second you landed.
I mean, think about, though, getting dropped off. Forget the nude part. Your privates, think about walking in that area barefoot.
Barefoot? Oh, it can't be done.
I don't understand. That's why I was like, man. So did Cowboy Tom tell you that he tried to teach these people some things?
Yes. He tried to teach them basically how to make sandals out of a yucca plant. And I think late in the episode, you can actually see the dude wearing something on his feet on his walk out.
Yeah, but they never covered that.
But they never covered that. And he also said, because I said, is this show completely legit? He said, mostly. He did want to point out, though, that they, you know, all of their cutaway shots occasionally show animals to kind of give you the feeling like they're in, you know, never-ending danger. Which, by the way, they probably are. But he said, they showed a warthog. We don't have warthogs out here. Where do they get that?
So, put some stock footage in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so I don't, you know, otherwise,
elephant.
Otherwise, he's like, yeah, it's legit.
Now, there is a camera.
It's miserable to be out there.
Just like a lot of these shows, you know, some of these shows, you're filming yourself while these, and they edited everything. But this is, there's someone behind a camera.
Yes.
All right, and so that's a little bit fishy, but whatever, dude. You're out there for 21 days. I don't care if there's a cameraman or not. It sucks to be in that area, and they did it in the summer.
Yes.
Because it was 110 during the day and then 45 at night.
I can't imagine what they went through. But anyway, the dude basically was drinking it up. He was like, come at me, bro. I can do this. This is not that hard. Now, he lost 42 pounds?
32
pounds.
Yes.
And he didn't have 32 pounds to lose.
No, he was a lean, muscular dude.
So it looked like he had basically a big snake that he had to share with the girl. And then he caught a little snake later in the episode. They're saying he might have ingested 3,000 calories over the course of 21 days or something like that, which is about a little more than what you should have in a day.
He was eating, the main food source that he had was the, I can't remember what they called it, like the base of a cactus, inside the cactus. He would eat that.
And he said it was awful.
It was terrible, but it gave you a little bit of calories, yeah. And like, he caught a little snake in one of those tiny creeks, and they said the caloric equivalent would be 2 chicken nuggets.
That's right.
And that is basically...
That's what he had for the last 2.5 weeks, probably, right?
No, you couldn't live off that. I mean, he kept eating the cactus, okay, and things, yeah, like that. But I think the only things of substance that he ate the entire time were the one snake, which was big, and then the smaller one that he caught.
Yeah, and people might say, you know, if I was out there, I'd kill one of those wild hogs. Here's the problem. Those wild hogs run into those thorns and you're naked.
Yeah.
So how are you going to chase them through a series of thorn bushes, because that's where they hide? I don't know how you get in there.
I laughed my ass off because this guy was like, you know what I'm going to do? And he was like carving his spear. You know, he's got 1 point on the top and then 4 points on the bottom. He's like, I need this because when I pin the hog down, I'm like, you're not going to catch a hog.
We're going.
You're not going to be able. I don't care if you were wearing, you know, Mike, your Jordan All Stars. You're not catching a hog out in this environment
with a spear.
With a spear,
I bet you he might be able to, don't you? If he had low energy,
absolutely not. Those things are so fast.
I'm just saying, if you're giving him shoes and jeans now.
Well, I don't know about jeans either, but I just don't think that those they don't want to be around people.
No.
And so if you get near them and they can sense you and smell you and all that, they're going to run. And guess what? Guess what your spear does to the hide of one of those boars?
Yeah, that's true.
It snaps in two, and then he's going to eat you.
I wonder if you could set a trap somehow. It looked miserable. The episode is called Sand Trapped. I won't even guess why they named it that. Actually, I think I know. But it's the episode 4 of Naked and Afraid on the Discovery Channel. And
start going down the wormhole of other Naked and Afraids when they go to, like, I started on one on Ecuador last night.
Really?
After that one. Yeah, dude. They're not bad, depending on the location that you get. Like, this is one of the more, as far as just beauty goes.
Yeah.
This was kind of, they wanted it to look desperate and desolate and ugly. Even though that area there is not, it's really pretty.
Yeah.
But then you
no, you don't want to be out there, though.
No, hell no. But you juxtapose that with, like, going to Ecuador and going to Bolivia and going to Alaska. It's spectacular.
Yeah.
So.
Wild.
Yeah.
It's quite cool. A show. So they were in Texas, and you can check it out if you want, or you can avoid it.
It's on demand.
We watched it for you. Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, let's talk to Derek Harper about all things Mavericks and beyond. Next.